Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at iamastrologyreadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it. Today isn't just asking you to sit with your wounds. It's asking you to walk beyond them. Today delivers a convergence most people will miss entirely. Both luminaries, the sun and moon, harmonizing with Chiron simultaneously, while Mars adds fuel to the fire. This creates what traditional astrology would call a healing corridor. But what it actually is, it's a cosmic dare. The dare is, can you move forward with the wound until waiting till you're fully healed? Most healing transits whisper, process this, reflect on that, give it time. This one says, the time is now, and standing still isn't an option. The air, fire, circuitry running through Aquarius, Aries, and Sagittarius provides perspective, courage, and faith. But only if you're willing to act. This is the healing that happens in motion. So let's break down why. The sun will be at Aquarius, 23 degrees, sextile Chiron in Aries at 23 degrees. The moon is moving through Sagittarius. It will sextile Mars in Aquarius, then it'll move on. The moon will trine Chiron in Aries and sextile the sun in Aquarius. What makes today's configuration particularly more potent is that both luminaries are in harmonious aspect to Chiron simultaneously. This creates what we might call a healing corridor, a temporary window where the wounds we carry become accessible to conscious work, sun sextile, while also being emotionally available for release, moon trine. But this isn't passive healing energy. The air fire circuitry creates something different. A healing warrior archetype. The air signs, Aquarius Sun, Aquarius Mars, provides perspective, detachment, and innovative thinking. And the fire signs, Aries Chiron, Sagittarius Moon, provide courage, movement, and forward thrust. This is the healing that happens when you move forward despite the wound. The Sun Chiron sextile offers an invitation rather than a confrontation. With the Sun in Aquarius, this is about healing through authentic self-expression and individuality, breaking free from conformity wounds, embracing your uniqueness as medicine rather than liability, recognizing where you've been othered and choosing to own that difference. Chiron in Aries carries the wound of initiation, of being first, of asserting yourself. The sextile says, you can work with this consciously today. You can choose to step forward even if you've been wounded around taking up space or being a pioneer. The deeper medicine is identity level. You're not the same person who experienced the wound. You're the person who survived it. And survival changed the architecture of the soul. Pain that once looked like punishment can now reveal itself as initiation. Some manifestations. You can begin a new health practice or protocol. Receiving support from practitioners or guides. Choosing to show up authentically despite past rejection. Using your unique perspective as your strength. Teaching or healing others from your own integrated wounds. For the healers, you teachers, and you guys out there, today, your influence may feel amplified. Others can sense your authenticity. They can feel when wisdom has been earned rather than borrowed. Sometimes the healer doesn't heal through technique or method, but through presence and frequency. Your capacity to hold space for others, transformation is heightened simply because you've done your own work. The trine is the aspect of natural flow. What wants to happen without force Moon in Sagittarius brings emotional optimism and faith, intuitive wisdom, and philosophical perspective. The ability to see meaning in experience. Restlessness that seeks truth and expansion. The moon's trine to Chiron in Aries becomes the healing that arrives through memory surfing to be released rather than torture. Synchronicities that guide you toward wholeness. Nature and natural rhythms clearing emotional blockages. Creative and caring activities that organically soothe old hurts. Peaceful connections with loved ones that don't require processing. Sagittarius reminds us that meaning transforms suffering. When you understand the why something shaped you, it loses its power to define you. Sometimes emotional healing happens simply because your nervous system remembers what expansion feels like. Wide skies, open horizons, the breath your spirit takes when it realizes it no longer has to embrace for impact. Yes, you're more sensitive under this transit. It's the sensitivity of a healing wound that's finally getting air and light. Not the raw exposure of a fresh injury. This is emotional oxygen, not emotional excavation. Moon sextile Mars brings courageous action. This aspect adds the crucial element of forward momentum to the healing configuration. Moon Mars is confidence and decisiveness, physical energy that clears mental fog, leadership that inspires rather than dominates, quick decisions made from emotional clarity, tolerance paired with drive. But be on the lookout. Strike out in anger or frustration, and you'll lose the support of others. The sextile requires conscious engagement. You have to choose courage over reactivity. How some of this thing can work out? Three things happen simultaneously. You see clearly where healing is needed, Sun Chiron. Your emotions flow toward release instead of resistance, Moon Chiron. You have the guts to act on it, Moon Mars. Watch for synchronicities. The right conversation at the right time. An impulse to book that appointment or initiate that hard talk. Physical movement that clears stuck energy. Or sudden clarity about what you're actually ready to release. This ritual corridor asks a question. What question is that? What action can you take today that both honors a wound and refuses to be limited by it? Moon Mars peak early morning. Sun Chiron peaks during the evening. Where they overlap is your window. This isn't everything will magically heal today. This is today you have unusually good support for doing the hard work of healing while simultaneously moving forward. The aspect doesn't heal you. They create conditions where your conscious choice to engage with healing work gets extra cosmic support. But you still have to choose awareness over avoidance, Sun Chiron. Allow the emotions to flow rather than suppressing them, Moon Chiron. Act with courage rather than striking out in frustration, Moon Mars. But when you do, the universe is basically saying yes. And here's some help with that. The deeper truth, you don't have to wait until you're fully healed to begin living again. Sometimes living is what heals you. Very often, living is what completes the healing. The version of you that once felt impossible is no longer ahead on the horizon. You are meeting them now. The universe doesn't send healing corridors to people who aren't ready to walk through them. Today's configuration isn't an accident. It isn't random cosmic noise. It's a threshold moment. And threshold moments require a choice. You can process. You can sit there and contemplate. You can wait until you feel ready, or you can take the dare. I double dog dare you to identify one wound that has shaped you, but no longer gets to limit you. Then take one concrete action today that demonstrate that you refuse to be defined by it. That action doesn't have to be dramatic. It can be quiet. It even can be private. But it has to be real. Start a conversation you've been avoiding. Book that appointment. Make that choice. Take that step. Move your body. Say the truth. Whatever honors the wound while refusing to obey it. Shut your ass up. Because here's what most people miss about Chiron transits. The wound doesn't heal when you finally understand it. It heals when you live beyond it. Today, you get cosmic support for doing exactly that. The version of you that once felt impossible is no longer on the horizon. You're meeting them now. Walk through. If this resonates with you, leave a comment below. Come to iamastrologyreadings.com, hit contact, send me a message there. I'll respond. If you want to have a private conversation with me, I'd like to have that private conversation with you. iamastrologyreadings.com, booking. See you then. If you want to show your appreciation to I Am Astrology Readings, Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, make sure you like, share, subscribe to the show. I'm Paul Heath. This is I Am Astrology Readings. Know thyself and balance your energy. If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at iamastrologyreadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even a dollar helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at I Am Astrology Readings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.